This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is still pleading with people to stay away from the high country in a bid to limit the growth of COVID-19.
I want to be very clear in saying this, and we'll continue to repeat this. This is not a vacation. This is a pandemic. The mountain communities have much higher rates of infection than the rest of the state. So you're putting yourself at additional risk by going there. That's just dumb.
Polis says 80 people in Colorado have died after contracting the coronavirus, and more than 3,300 have tested positive for COVID-19. U.S. Northern Command in Colorado Springs is taking the unusual step of splitting up and isolating some of its commanders as a precaution against COVID-19. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Northern Command is the part of the military focused on protecting the North American continent. It's based at Peterson Air Force Base along with the Canadian Defense Partnership, NORAD. But as NORTHCOM's duties ramp up in response to coronavirus, command teams are working in shifts. Some have been moved underground to nearby Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station and a third undisclosed location to protect against virus spread. Some have even been isolated from their families. NORTHCOM has managed the military's coronavirus response, including sending naval medical ships to hard-hit coastal cities. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, New York City and some California cities seem to be on different trajectories for coronavirus fatalities. Stay-at-home orders may play a role, but it's too early to know. There are differences between the two cities. Also coming up, a beloved high school principal in Brooklyn, New York, has died from complications of the coronavirus at the age of 36. We will have those stories coming up next. Currently, it's 68 in Denver, 62 in Colorado Springs, 53 in Vail, 70 for Grand Junction, 70 also for Pueblo. Denver has a slight chance of showers for tonight, and then drizzle, rain, and snow is forecast for tomorrow. Highs for the metro area will be around 40 degrees. This is CPR News.